That is.
I'm Charles Holmes, the Ringer Music Show.
And I'm Cole Kushner from Dissect. And Charles and I are teaming up to create Last Song Standing, a new show where we determine an artist's single best song by debating our way through their entire catalog.
And for our first season, we're covering Kendrick Lamar. We're talking Good Kid, To Pimp a Butterfly, Damn, Mr. Morale, the mixtapes, the Lucys, and the features.
Listen to Last Song Standing on the Dissect podcast feed, only on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Sweat. You mean armpit tears of weakness brought about by poor deodorant choices? Say goodbye to that salty river that floweth from your underarm with Old Spice Swagger Antiperspirant. Made for 24/7 sweat protection with daily use and an undeniable smell of cedarwood and lime. Giving you the confidence you need to quit your job, move to a remote island, and spend your days frolicking with dolphins. Old Spice Swagger Antiperspirant. Shop Old Spice now.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
And I'm David Jacoby.
Let's put 30 minutes on the clock. Oh my God.
He already did it.
30 minutes.
Oh, new producer already knows. Now we're already 10 seconds off. Sorry. 30 minutes on the clock. There we go.
Oh my
God. We got it. We're off to a great start.
Whoa.
Big shout to Ray and for Mike Morgan.
Ray is running
Mike
the
Morgan
session today.
Producing remotely. Mike, he gave us a great rundown.
Mike's still listening in. Mike's in New Jersey, I think, something like that.
Every single person who's ever listened to Food News know what A1 is today.
Should we play some sad music? Like, how do we even do it?
Yes.
All right. Some sad music we'll play. You guys will hear it. The Choco Taco is gone forever.
Is it, though?
Okay.
We're already 48 hours into this. Now, my initial response was, oh, my God, I love Choco Tacos. It's gone forever. And my second response is like, no, they faked the Choco Taco death.
Okay. So I want to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
You sent a link being like, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, but read the article. It's not really gone. And then an hour later, you're like, oh, yeah, it's gone. So what was your initial glimmer of hope?
When was that?
That was, I don't know. Like,
that was 2 days ago
two days ago.
I found out about this. But then I watched the uproar happen. And I'm like, oh, we're all being played.
No, but you said read the article.
So yeah, but I probably didn't even read it myself, to be honest.
So you said, but there was something in there that gave you hope.
Do you expect me to remember details of the article 48 hours ago?
When you're getting a glimmer of hope.
Have we met before?
When you're getting a glimmer of hope, yeah.
So I was very upset. Choco Tacos, I really enjoy.
I need to tell you something.
I'm not just making this up. You've never had a Choco Taco.
I've never had a Choco Taco.
That's totally normal.
Is it?
That's totally normal.
People feel really strongly about them. My brother was really into them as a kid.
I feel very strongly about them as well. But you have to remember, whenever you're in a Choco Taco purchasing environment.
AKA like a bodega or an ice cream truck.
Exactly.
Okay.
You've got lots of options.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not crazy to just never try the Choco Taco because maybe you've tried the strawberry shortcake and you like that a lot and you don't want to deviate from that. You know?
I love a strawberry shortcake. That's my pick in these kinds of settings, but I also like a fudgesicle. Here's my problem with Choco Taco. It's super Klondike bar and an ice cream sandwich. It's hard. More ice cream sandwiches to come later today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the cold on my teeth like that. Like
the
front teeth. Like
oh my God.
Like my front teeth biting into ice cream. That hurts.
Hurts?
Yes, it
that
does.
Hurts.
It hurts.
Okay.
It does.
I can't tell you how you feel. I can't tell you
right.
It doesn't hurt.
Just accept my feelings.
I do. I'm accepting
please,
your feelings.
Please
this is
give
very
me
therapeutic.
Space.
You can have as much space as you want when you're picking out your frozen treats.
And I'm going for the something on a stick, a popsicle stick, so I can use my side teeth to bite into it. It's a side motion for me.
Side head tilt. A little head tilt. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I remember my fondest memories of Choco Tacos. As I eulogize them, even though they're going to come back from the dead, like Jesus.
Okay.
First time I've compared that. Okay. I said it myself. I'm like, whoa, where are you going with this? Is it working in Bristol at long hours, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I just remember sort of like around 3 o'clock when I've been there for like 10 hours, I'd just be like, I'm going to get a Choco Taco on the way home. And that would power me through the rest of the day.
Yummy.
And they were so good. And what they say in the article is true, is the best thing about the Choco Taco is you get some cone, some ice cream, some swirl, some like whatever.
All the good sauce. Bits.
You get all of it at once. Bite, whereas like a King Cone, you have two very different experiences.
Yeah.
There's like the penthouse and the basement with the King Cone.
This is a theory behind like Cold Stone Creamery when they mix in the toppings.
Yeah.
Because then because I am always disappointed when my sprinkles are gone. I'm a big sprinkles gal. And so when that's gone, it's a real bummer.
That's why I like making my own at the frozen yogurt places, because I just
do
layers.
You can do 16 handles. We know you're 16 handles faithful.
Listen, they don't sponsor the show. Maybe it's Tasty Delight. Who knows?
Oh, man. Tasty Delight was a really big part of my adolescence. Oh, like, really big.
I had a big Tasty Delight run myself.
It was huge in the city ages ago. We're old. Here's the thing.
They're coming back.
Okay, so Alexis, the Mr. Serena Williams, Alexis Ohanian, co-founder of Reddit, said that he wants to like buy the brand to preserve it.
Oh my God, what a hero.
And then Patrick Schreiber, who is a Kennedy, I think it might be Patrick
adjacent,
Schwarzenegger.
Sure, yeah.
No, I'm just wondering if he is Patrick Schwarzenegger's son and may have changed his name. I think he did.
Anyone on the planet that knows like American royalty family connections, it's Juliet Littman.
I study the Kennedys.
Yes, I know you do.
Big time.
I know you do.
I follow a lot of them on Instagram.
I can't even name a living Kennedy right now.
Yes, you can. Come on. Name a Kennedy.
Maria Shriver.
Sure.
Yeah.
Eunice Shriver, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
She's from the Bobby Kennedy line.
Boom.
Sure.
Boom.
Okay. Anyway.
Choco Tacos are coming back. Just mark my words on Food News. Remember when I said that text? I was very upset about this. And then I watched everything happen. I was like, this might not be a stunt, but there's just so much momentum behind Choco Taco. When was the last time there's this much Choco Taco discourse?
I don't know.
When was the last time there was Choco Taco discourse?
I don't know. I'm going to find one in the next few days. I'm determined.
I don't think you're alone in that.
Some bodega is going to have one. As we've discussed, Brooklyn has awesome bodegas, especially my neighborhood of Park Slope. I'm going to find one.
You're never going to find one in Park Slope.
I feel
you're
going
to go to
like
Sheepshead Bay, where they don't care about Choco Tacos.
I don't agree. I feel like in Park Slope, everyone's like, oh, Van Leeuwen just opened. Great.
Yeah.
I'll go
she
there.
She said they're too close to the beach, too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
No,
good post-beach snack.
I think a random Park Slope deli or bodega is definitely going to be my hookup. So I'll report back.
Well, you looked for them and you ended up with something great
actually,
for the taste test.
I actually didn't even look. I was just walking down the street.
You said lies over text?
I was going to look. And I was walking down the street and I walked past Donut Plant and they're advertising a donut ice cream sandwich.
Which we will be trying later.
And I bought three flavors and I'm fucking excited.
I know. I feel like this is a little bit about the booze last week. I think you just wake up and be like, what do I want to eat? Guess what?
No.
I'll make it the taste test because you know I'm too lazy to get the taste test myself.
I legitimately was walking down the street. I was just walking down Flatbush and it called out to me. So, and also the stores closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. So I was like, oh, it's so fortuitous. I'm walking by it on Wednesday.
Amazing.
Yes, we tape Food News on Wednesdays. Let's move on.
Choco Tacos are coming back. Remember where you heard it first. I'm reporting that.
As a serious journalist,
I'm reporting that. They're coming back.
Can I just pick a nit here?
What?
There was something that led you to believe it'd be coming back. And now you're just giving it, you're giving credit to you reading the discourse. And I'm dying to know what it was in the article that made you feel better.
Listen, I have no idea is the honest answer.
I'm
going
to have to go back and read it.
I have absolutely no idea.
I hope it hasn't been updated since publication. All right, let's move on. Have you heard about pink sauce? This sauce you can get on TikTok?
Yes.
Shout out to my colleague Devin Ronaldo. They let me know about it.
Shout out to Devin. Listens to the show.
I'm not sure that Devin listens to the show, but nevertheless.
Knows the show exists. That's good enough for me.
Devin made all the sound stingers we have on this pod.
Oh.
So thank you, Devin.
Shout out to Devin for telling me about pink sauce.
I immediately Googled it afterwards. Pink sauce is something that's like really popular because you can buy it on TikTok and it seems I don't know why it's really popular, but here's what's in it: water, sunflower seed oil, raw honey, distilled vinegar, garlic, pink Himalayan sea salt, less than 2% of dried spices, lemon juice, milk, and citric acid. So this has become really popular. People are buying it. However, they're really upset because it is not FDA approved.
Yes, that's what happened. Now there's backlash. Like anything else, it gets popular, it gets trending, people buy it, someone's making money from it, and then they're like, is this FDA approved? But her response is my favorite part.
Play it.
What do you mean FDA approved? I don't sell medical products. The pink sauce is not a medical product. The pink sauce don't contribute to your health. I never said that, did I?
She didn't know what F stood for. Food and Drug Association. Food Drug Administration. Association.
I thought you said Susan. I was like, whoa, who are you talking to?
I was slurring my words. I'm so excited about the donut ice cream sandwiches later.
A couple of, what are those finished drinks called? A couple of long drinks?
Long drinks.
Couple long drinks
in. Exactly. I think that this is not her fault. At all. If you're buying something on TikTok, you are accepting all liability.
They also point out that she misspelled vinegar on the ingredients. It's like, what are we doing now?
I have a theory.
You bought pink sauce to put on fried chicken on TikTok, and we're trying to be like, is this legal?
Yeah, just like, that's on you,
yes.
Purchaser.
Yes.
I have a theory. I asked Mike to look up the ingredients, and all of the ingredients are just like generic names, except for one. Pattaya pink Himalayan sea salt. Is this Himalayan sea salt SponCon? Is it possible they paid her to come up with something using this ingredient?
Because pink Himalayan sea salt is the thing.
Yeah, pink sea salt, the thing.
Wow.
And this is the only item that has a brand. So I am wondering if this is SponCon.
We don't know what kind of vinegar, garlic, honey.
Yeah.
Son, we don't know anything else.
It's generic citric acid. I mean, of course.
It sounds pretty good. It sounds like... I don't know where the sweet comes from. Where's the sweet come from? It's like it's a lemon,
honey.
Lemon juice.
Honey.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot of honey. Because look, lemon juice, garlic, vinegar, salt. Like, that's a lot of sour.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something tells me it's because the viscosity leads me to believe there's a lot of honey in there.
I thought when I first heard about it, when Devin first told me about it, I was like, oh, did someone make a vodka sauce? Because I think of like penne alla vodka as like a pink sauce. Because it is pink.
Yeah, good point. So, I looked at it and I was like, that is Pepto-Bismol. That's what that is. They're selling Pepto.
I just don't care about this, honestly. I don't know. One thing that I'm going to have to reckon with over the course of this podcast, and I think you will too, Jacoby.
Probably not.
20 minutes.
It's tough for us. There's so much food news is happening on TikTok. Mm. And as I've stated many times, TikTok is too noisy for me. So I can't be a part of
it. Great point.
So
too noisy.
What am I going to do? Like, will I have to join the TikTok nation as a result of my professional obligation? Like, where's this headed?
No, you're old enough to let the TikTok trends come to you via other outlets. That's
right.
How this works.
You're right. Like all these influencers that I follow now on Instagram who are really TikTokers.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So producer Mike says that they advertise dragon fruit, but it's not in the ingredients. This is clearly not a professional operation. And shout to, what's her name, Miss Chef P?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout to her.
I support
her. Get your money,
her.
Girl.
Seriously.
Get your money.
I hope you're sponsored by this Himalayan sea salt brand. Yes. And if you're not, take their name off the ingredients.
Yes. And anyone who's complaining about that is definitely like bought weed on a street corner and like didn't care if it was, you know, it was from the Food and Drug Administration.
Seriously. I mean, I don't know. If you're going to buy stuff off Instagram and TikTok, like you're accepting all risk. I think that's obvious.
I think I need to start a
scam.
No. Are we big? Is food news big enough for like a spinoff? Because I'm thinking I'm ready for one.
I don't think so. But what's your idea?
I love the food heists.
Oh.
It's like my favorite part. Every time there's a crime in food news, I read every piece of that article and I'm really interested in it. And we're on to a food heist right now.
Would you like to tell us what happened?
Of course I would.
Please.
Okay, there's a couple.
There's a couple.
They go to a very fancy winery.
Okay.
They take a tour of the winery.
It's in Spain, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go back to their room and immediately depart their room. They go to the cellar. The female in the couple asks for something to be delivered from the kitchen. But guess what? Kitchen's closed.
Oh, no.
So it's a little bit of a back and forth. It seems like, and again, they used some word that wasn't in my vocabulary, but it seemed like they stole the key. So then the gentleman...
I think the word you're referring to...
Stole?
This is from The Guardian. Thanks to The Guardian. After using a previously purloined master key...
Purloined sounds like something I order at a steakhouse. It's like, can I have that purloined, please? Can I have the purloined medium? So I think that means stole, right?
Yeah.
You know, stole? Yeah. All right. We can context read that. And then...
Your reading comprehension's amazing.
He leaves with three rucksacks.
Rucksacks?
Yeah. And the rucksacks are full of only like 45 very expensive bottles of wine.
How is anyone able to carry in three
rucksacks? They explain. It's like two over his back and one on the side.
It's just a lot of weight.
Yes.
It's like, was he on the challenge?
And then they leave.
Is this Kenny Santucci?
Yes. This is Johnny Bananas and Kenny Santucci in drag. And then... They leave at 5 in the morning. They're tracked for 9 months afterwards, and they're tracked down in Croatia.
Croatia.
Croatia-Montenegro border, which I didn't know existed. Geography's not my thing.
Also, now there's the breaking up of the Balkans. Yeah.
Croatia seems amazing, by the way.
I really want to go.
I really want to go too.
I know. I mean, obviously, we all learned about it from Game of Thrones, and it just seems fantastic.
I learned about it from Instagram, like, party. Like, basically, it's like the Lake Havasu of
Europe. Remember when DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin were best friends and they took a vacation to Croatia?
Of course.
That's when it really just stuck with me.
That was good.
Seemed like a good old time. I don't think they're friends anymore.
So, I have some questions.
Okay.
Can you please just put a button on my synopsis? With the proprietor of the very last thing in the article, the proprietor of this restaurant, I believe his name is Jose Polo. Jose Polo. What, at the end, just read his quote. It's my favorite part of this whole heist.
More than the bottles of wine, they stole our dreams.
God, I love you, Jose.
I want to note, this is one of the cheaper heists that we've covered. Wine?
Only
1.6 million euro. It's more than the gum. Less than most precious cheese.
And one thing I love about just the economy is awful, obviously. But one thing I do like now is that the euro and the pound and the dollar are like not so far away. So it's like, it's about $1.4 million. Yes. Okay. I don't have to do these crazy calculations.
More or less, sure.
I've
noticed that many of our heists come from the same three countries over and over again. Mm. France, Spain, and England.
Yes.
So I just want to ask the proprietors of these countries, why are they so easily duped?
Good point. Well, no. I believe that in this case, they went there, scouted the joint three times previously.
Yeah.
That seems like overkill to me.
Okay. Well, maybe they like to believe people really love their wine.
They
like,
really taste it.
Like, I mean, like we all like attention, right? In like a meaningful way. So maybe they're like, wow, they just love our product three times. Repeat visitors, amazing.
Oh, I bet they were all under different aliases.
But it's the same people. You think they're just like really good at disguises?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
That's really nice of you.
So let's see if we can get a food news follow-up and see what they get charged with.
All right. We need to move on.
I know.
We're staying in Europe though. On the topic of France.
We did argue about this to see how many minutes of the 30 this would take up. And the over-under is like 12.
Well, I just think that the over-under on Choco Taco, I wouldn't have taken the over, but we were way over.
Okay, now you're blaming me.
No, it's not blame. I'm just talking about...
No, I feel triggered.
You know,
I feel attacked.
The Ringer works with FanDuel often, so I'm just thinking about betting odds. Okay. So there you go. Free advertising. But
much like I love the heists, this is just right up your alley.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but Ben Affleck and the actress and singer formerly known as Jennifer Lopez, now known as Mrs. Jennifer Lynn Affleck, per the On the J-Lo newsletter that came out about 10 days ago, they got married. And they got married and then went to Paris, France.
Got married in Vegas.
I do not love it, but that's fine. You can hear me talk about it on Ringer Dish. Check it out.
I already did.
Did you?
No.
I was gonna be shocked.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Why even say that?
Because I'm trying to like keep the vibes up. You know what I mean?
But I know that's not true.
So go through the honesty red light, okay? Just let me live in this fantasy.
Back on me. You dropped in a needless.
This is my fault.
Truth.
Just blatantly lied. Yeah. And like I know that you know I didn't listen to it. You listened to Jalen and Jacoby yesterday?
No.
Okay.
But I didn't pretend that I did.
Fair.
Ben and Fer are having their honeymoon in Paris. You may have seen pictures of Ben Affleck asleep on a boat, more like a pontoon in the Seine. Hilarious. Mm. Just more hilarious photos from Ben Affleck. I fucking love it.
I love it too.
And there's been so many other photos of them that we are able to track where they have been eating. So, thanks to producer Mike and the web editors and writers at Vogue, we looked into a few of their restaurants.
Yeah, we did.
I also looked them up on Google Maps to see where they're staying. I love Paris.
That's the level of research you get from Julia Littman.
Well, I just wanted to know like what area they were in. Like last time I was in Paris, which was like one of the best vacations I've ever had, I stayed in Le Marais, the fourth arrondissement. Le Cotte. And I don't know what number they're in, but they're staying very close to the Louvre and they're really staying in a very small area. So the bodyguard and all these photos, sometimes with their kids.
I like how the way they mix the kids in and out.
I do too.
I like it a lot.
One of the reasons I discussed this on Ringer Dish that I had some hesitations about this marriage and everything was I was worried about the kids and the blended family, but I feel like they're really taking it seriously and they both seem like really good parents, committed to co-parenting with their previous spouses.
Here we are, 2 weeks in, no problems yet.
Well, I just think this is a good, auspicious beginning.
Good.
So, they went to several restaurants. They're all pretty close to the Louvre. They're also staying in a ridiculously nice hotel pretty close to the Louvre.
How many rooms do you think they get?
I looked at it. It's like a giant apartment. It's like a huge suite, essentially.
It's kind of have to like move into a house if you're them.
Their kids are teens, so they can have their own rooms too, you know?
Like, when the Kardashians got robbed in Paris?
You know, I was actually in Paris that night.
Did you rob the Kardashians?
I didn't.
Do you have an alibi?
Yeah, I was with a friend, and we also were traveling.
A friend, okay. And you're traveling. Oh, okay. So that's not what alibis are, but sure.
I had returned on a flight from Sicily to Paris, and so I was actually, like, I think not in
Paris at the time.
I had landed that evening. Send my friend Catherine.
Send me there. Oh, I love Catherine.
All right. So they went to a bunch of restaurants. Lulu, Plenitude, Giraffe, Matignon, and one place we really want to talk about, Brasserie Lip.
Leap.
This is very close to the Eiffel Tower. And that does seem like their style. I'll just say, from looking at all these places, they went for fucking deluxe. Like,
yeah.
Everything is so fancy.
We looked at the menus.
And
one was just like, I couldn't even understand the menu. It was just like, just give us $600 and we'll give you a bunch of seasonal food.
I mean, just like absolutely incredible.
Good for them.
Yeah. So Brasserie Lip, why did you want to talk about this one, Jacoby?
The other menus were too confusing and we were going to do an order. And I was too confused by the other menus because even on the website, I didn't really understand what the menus are. And this menu is in French, so I barely understand what this one is.
I'm going to translate it here on my iPad. It gave me the option.
It did?
Yep.
Okay. Well.
Do you want to look at my iPad?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
We got to be inclusive here. Let's look at the menu together. Oh, that's much easier.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to get? I mean, it's really focused on fish, this place.
It's just the appetizer. There's a lot of options.
There's
we won't go through all of them.
There's also separate. There's a wine list and then a drink list. So like they separated cocktails and wine.
So we're sharing, right?
You and I?
Yeah.
What do you think that J-Lo shares
food?
Yes,
I do. I do.
With everyone or just Ben Affleck?
Just Ben Affleck.
I'm pretty sure she's vegetarian. She has to be.
Really?
I mean, look at her. You don't get to 50 without being like looking like that, without being vegan.
Ten minutes.
It's just like how it goes. We all should be vegan, probably.
They have something called jelly eggs, which is not.
That's probably just a poor translation by Google.
A couple things that come out at me. I'm a big soup guy, vegetable cream soup. Don't like cream-based soups, but I do like fish soup. That looks interesting to me. And I also love the idea of the leap salad with tuna. And I also love the idea of the melon and ham. I'm always into that combo.
Do you think that J-Lo, Jacoby just knocked over my COVID test? I don't have COVID, guys, in case you're wondering. Yeah,
Juliet still has never tested positive for COVID.
No, I have not.
It's one of the strangest things about you.
There are many. Do you think that J-Lo and Ben Affleck, well, I don't think J-Lo does, but does anyone in this traveling group have snails, escargot, one of the signature dishes of fine dining in France?
No.
I feel like one of their daughters might try it. One of their kids.
I think you do it maybe as a gag order. I feel like they very much what my wife and I call Whitney and Bobby it. We watch the Whitney and Bobby reality show, and they literally, everywhere they go, they get the biggest table and they say, give us everything on the menu and then just pick at every plate. I love it so much. I think that's what they're doing. They're sparing no expense.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, I don't know. This trip just looks like fucking divine. It looks really nice. Although I would like to see them go a little further afield. There's some really great places.
It's not a safety thing either. Getting a bulletproof Uber.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's like a 40-minute ride, like a completely different vibe.
This is a less safe environment.
Exactly.
Like,
Keep them guessing.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, there's so many wonderful things that Paris has to offer.
I'm sure they've all been to Paris and explored, right? If you and I have, then I'm sure they have at some point. They're super rich.
But they've been famous for so long.
It's like going to New York and be like, I'll be in Fide Eye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like good to explore.
It's just Times Square, taking some shows. That's it. Nothing else.
Explore.
It's pretty weird. Like, maybe they're doing that. Maybe this is like set up for photos and they are doing other stuff, like falling asleep on the boat. He clearly didn't expect that, but
I loved it.
I loved it too. You know, one thing I've been trying to see is no pictures of him smoking so far. I've been looking for it. I've been trying to see, is Ben Affleck still smoking in Paris? And I haven't seen it.
What I like about this a lot is his outfits. I'm going to wear a blue t-shirt and like some jeans and just like, you know, some expensive sneakers.
She also looks awesome.
He is not dressing up. He's not like, I have to play the part of J-Lo's husband
now.
No,
he's like, I'm Ben Affleck.
I'm Ben Affleck.
I'm married
I wear
to Jennifer
a t-shirt.
Lynn Affleck, yeah. And this is what we do.
What do you pack? Like a backpack.
Seriously.
I mean? Yeah.
But you know that everything he's wearing is still really expensive.
Of course.
It's like,
yeah, $60 t-shirt, but still.
60? I'm going to go with 90 minimum.
Under 100. At some point, it's like wine. It's like, wait, what's the difference?
I don't know. Shall we move on to our taste test, Jacoby?
We shall.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right. Today we have the Wonder Wheel cake donut ice cream sandwich from Donut Plant, which I mentioned. Listen, this is a local delicacy.
Cake donut?
Well, we're going to find out. But I just want you to let you all know you can buy this online if it sounds really good to you. It's from the Donut Plant. Anyway, here's the deal. It's called Meet the Wonder. This is what they say. Meet the Wonder Wheel. Meet the Wonder Wheel. I cannot speak. Our new delicious cake donut ice cream sandwich. We've taken our classic cake donuts, filled them with a new house-made ice cream, and dipped them in glazed-flavored Valrhona chocolate. And so, it's six flavors. There's six flavors. Blackout, coffee cake, matcha, green tea, peanut butter, milk chocolate, strawberry, and tres leches.
Not what I was expecting.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking excited.
Not what I was expecting.
We got strawberry, we got coffee cake, and we have peanut butter, milk chocolate. Jacoby is cutting them. Oh, it cuts nicely.
Oh, no, but look what's in the middle. I didn't get the...
So it's a donut.
It doesn't look like a traditional ice cream sandwich. You can't see the ice cream.
Honestly, fucking incredible. I think this is like the most excited I've been for a taste test.
I can tell.
Maybe
you're really
ever.
Just pepped up.
Well, I love cake donuts. I like an ice cream sandwich.
What's a cake donut?
It's a different type of consistency. It's like the thicker consistency versus like the regular go-to donut at Dunkin' Donuts or something.
Okay.
These cut really nicely, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, I'm making a mess.
Oh, no, me too.
Which one's which? I want to be able to read which one's which. All right, so I'm going to try the coffee cake. The one I'm least excited about. I love coffee ice cream. I was so excited when I read the word coffee, but coffee cake.
Well, tell us what kind of ice cream is it?
I don't know.
Bite into it. Don't give us that
kind of information.
Bite into it. Find out, bro. Jeez.
Mmm.
How is it? What kind of ice cream?
Coffee.
Oh, my God. Great. Congratulations.
It's really good. I was a little concerned because they're hard. They were so easy to cut, but the consistency is much softer than you think. This is good. This is too good. This is dangerous good. We shouldn't be poisoning these people.
Mm.
This is too good.
Wow. Mm.
Oh my God.
I'm having chocolate peanut butter.
You know what?
And it's delicious.
Fuck a choco taco.
This is so good.
Oh my God. I'm continuing on.
Okay. The chocolate peanut butter is like a regular cake donut. Chocolate
so
on the
excited
outside
about that one.
And peanut butter ice cream. It's really good. I love strawberry. When I was a child, strawberry ice cream was my absolute favorite. I can't wait to dig in on that one.
Mm.
How is it?
You're going to love it.
Not a love for you?
No. It is a strawberry shortcake. That's what it gives me these really strong strawberry shortcake vibes.
Mm. Mm.
It's good. I'm a big peanut butter guy. I'm going to try that one. These are really good. I mean, obviously, cake, donuts, and ice cream, and chocolate and covering is going to work for you, but this is a well-executed consistency I'm very happy with.
My one question is, where is this ice cream from? Because it actually is good ice cream.
Homemade. They make it there.
I guess so.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm.
I took too many napkins, I think. Sorry.
The peanut butter ice cream consistency is a little too icy for me, not creamy enough. That's my one note. If you note, see the other ice creams, when you, I put them all next to each other for a visual presentation for Juliet. See the creamy ice cream, non-creamy ice cream.
Yeah.
These are amazing. Shout out to the people in Wonder Wheel. These things are good. Obviously, it's going to be good when you have ice cream and cake donut and a glaze covering, but...
Thank you to Donut Plant for existing. This is so fucking delicious.
If I had to power rank, I would go number one, peanut butter, because I love the peanut butter flavor. No, I'm going strawberry number one, peanut butter two. Yeah, because the consistency of the ice cream. Strawberry number one, peanut butter two, coffee cake three.
The best bite that I've had is the coffee cake, but I had it last.
I had it first, and that's what I noted, the consistency. The consistency isn't the same throughout, but the deliciousness is.
You need a second to let it melt, so it's easier to bite.
Yeah.
Mm. That's these part are good. Of it.
I have a confession. When you were so excited and you put them down on the table, you're like, oh, this is going to be amazing. I was like, you don't even know. I can't even see them. She goes, don't they sound good? I thought you meant the sound of you putting them on the table, not the concept. And I was like, they sound like frozen things hitting a table, Juliet. I didn't realize that you meant like the idea of them sounding good.
You're wild. Yeah. Donuts are so, I just like love donuts. So the idea of combining them with ice cream and then covering them in an incredible glaze.
Yes.
Like, this is honestly, like, this is culinary heaven
decadent
for me.
And they cut really well. So if you're worried about calories or whatever, share it with a friend.
Oh, my God.
They're good. They're good.
I'm going to get really messy because I'm just going to try to keep eating this. And I'm
I can tell.
God. Let's go on to personal
food
news.
I'll start with my personal food news so you can eat some more. I had a salad. And on top of it, I normally get salmon.
A salad, okay.
Yeah. On top is the lunch. I like to eat a light lunch.
Two
on top of it,
minutes.
I normally get salmon, but this time I asked for grilled chicken. What came out?
Oh, no.
Was not what I expected. The grilled chicken had skin on it, and I believe it was like dark meat. It was weird.
Dark meat on your salad.
Yes, it was juicy, it was tender, it was delicious. The skin kind of got in the way, and there was a part of me that was like, I understand what you're trying to do here, restaurant. Give me like a high-quality chicken salad experience, but I would much rather if it was just like grilled chicken breast chopped up.
Mm. That's really weird. Dark meat. You're never expecting that.
No, I so wasn't. I was kind of thrown like when they brought breast. It out. I was like, huh.
Very confusing. I have two things I need to mention. They're okay. Related. One is a food news follow-up. I activated my Grubhub Plus year free.
What kind of benefits does that come with?
Free delivery.
Non-sponsor. Oh, okay, great.
Free delivery. Huge problem. I do not need to be ordering in more than I already was.
Good point. So, now I'm going to get my value out of this.
Well, I'm already paying for Amazon Prime, so it's fine. That's how you get it for free. But anyway, I did it.
So why wouldn't I get it?
You should.
I will.
And did you know that Seamless is owned by Grubhub?
No idea.
So if you're using Seamless, it's like the exact same app. It just transfers over.
Huh.
I know. I'm like, when did that happen? I missed it.
And
anyway,
why did that happen? And why don't they just merge and give me one app?
I think
users.
One of the reasons why this happened is because there's a lot of economic problems in the delivery industry right now.
Seconds.
So, anyway. Okay.
You want to do 15 minutes on that?
Maybe next week.
Food news follow-up?
The economics of food delivery? I know, yeah. Grubhub. So one of the things that I really like to order in is the Cobb salad with grilled chicken from Bear Burger. And I love burgers, but like once I just wanted a salad.
Whoa!
And they're Cobb salad is really, really good. I like really recommend it.
Huh.
It's excellent.
Bear Burger.
Bear Burger.
You went to Bear Burger.
Yeah.
You picked Bear Burger as a restaurant and then got the salad? Did you reverse engineer it?
You know how it's really fucking hot for a week?
Yeah.
I was walking home. I was just like, I just need to eat. And Bear Burger is pretty close to where I live. So I just went and I was like, but it's too hot for a burger.
Yeah,
so
burger and fries like a super hot day. Like
too hot. So I got the salad and it was excellent. And so then I was like, well, I'm going to start ordering this in too.
So you stumbled into this.
Yeah.
I like this.
It was really
good. I will give it a try.
Really good.
There's too many burger options. So I've never had a Bear Burger. Like there's like a Mr. Dips.
I just always get the same.
There's a Mr. Dips by my job where I'm just like, I don't, you know, it's just like.
Too much.
Too many options.
Too many options. Well, everybody.
What are we going to do with all these ice cream sandwiches, Juliet?
People eat them?
Do we throw them away or.
Refreeze them?
Or we eat them.
Oh, that didn't even occur to me. That wasn't even an option in my head. Thank you so much to Mike Wargon for producing this episode and Ray Rodriguez for engineering this session. We'll be back next week.